There's a bunch of people planning to raid Area 51. R. Kelly got arrested again, and The Lion King came out. This is your morning playlist, and I am your favorite cousin and host, Reese. And we're going to hop right into the music before we talk about this week's bullshit. First song on the playlist, you can't deny it. It's a old one, but it's a classic. This is Shot For Me by Drake.
I can see it in your eyes, you're angry. Regret got shit on what you're feeling now. Mad cause he ain't like me. Oh, you mad cause nobody ever did it like me. All the care I would take, all the love that we made. Now you're trying to find somebody to replace what I gave to you. It's a shame you didn't keep it, Alicia, Katia. I know that you gon' hear this, I'm the man. Yeah, I said it. Bitch, I'm the man, don't you forget it. The way you walk, that's me. The way you talk, that's me. The way you got your hair up, did you forget, that's me. And a voice in your speaker right now, that's me. That's me. And a voice in your ear, that's me. Can't you see that I made it? Yeah, I made it. First I made you who you are and then I made it. And you're wasted with your latest. Yeah, I'm the reason why you always getting faded. Take a shot for me. Oh, 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 oh. Take a shot for me. Oh, 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 oh. Take a shot for me.
Okay, look, I'm honest. Girl, I can't lie, I miss you. You and the music were the only things that I commit to. I never cheated for the record back when I was with you. But you believed in everything but me, girl, I don't get you. She says, I know you changed. I never see you cause you're always busy doing things. I really wish she had a different way of viewing things. I think the city that we're from just kinda ruined things. It's such a small place, not much to do but talk and listen. The men are jealous and the women all in competition. And now your friends telling you stories that you often misinterpret and taint all the images of your Mr. Perfect. I could tell that you've been crying all night, drinking all summer, praying for your happiness, hope that you recover, This is one I know you hated when you heard it, and it's worse because you know that I deserve it.
Take a shot for me. Oh, 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 oh. Take a shot for me. Oh, 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 oh. Take a shot for me. A shot for me. A shot for me.
Yeah. May your neighbors respect you. Trouble neglect you. Angels protect you, and heaven accept you.
Would you be mine, mine? 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 Would you be my, 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 my? My, 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 my? My, 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 my? Would you be mine, mine? Roses red, violets blue. Would you be my own, so into you? I'll let you do, I'll let you walk. Makes me so crazy, I'm wondering, baby, what would you do if you had a bar? No, it ain't much, but I got you this hard. Simple, that ain't really saying a lot. Just check off a box if you like me or not. Would you be mine, mine? Would you be mine, mine? Would you be mine, mine? Would you be my, my? Would you be my, 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 my? My, 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 my? My, 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 my? Would you be my,
hey,
my?
Can I rock with you? I be feeling like the world just stopped switching. Red light, I just wanna crosswalk with you. Time is money, I don't care about the cost with you. About the cost with you. Yeah, I want you only and only for me. Ain't got no options, you're all that I see. All that I need, make it so easy. Give me your love and you won't wanna leave me. would you be mine, mine? 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 Would you be my, 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 my?
That was Ray Louise with Be Mine. You need to check out Ray Louise, man. She's a very talented artist. All right, so let's get into the bullshit, my nigga. Apparently, a bunch of people are planning to storm Area 51. Now, I recently got back on Twitter, and the reason why I did this is just so that I could keep up with the news, because I don't know shit. And Instagram obviously isn't cutting it because everybody just wants to either post pictures of themselves or of memes. And the alien memes weren't telling me anything. So when I got back on Twitter, there was a bunch of GIFs that were also alien memes. There were people talking about how they were going to steal their aliens out of Area 51. It was a lot of weird shit, and I was confused. So I found this article, and I'm going to read it. Because if you don't know shit about Area 51 or what the fuck the internet has gotten a hold of this time, this is a doozy. So this is from CNN. We don't fuck with CNN, but for the sake of this conversation, we're gonna fuck with CNN. So it says the internet has been buzzing with excitement about a Facebook event titled Storm Area 51. They can't stop all of us. With 1.6 million people having clicked going and another 1.2 million have indicated that they are interested on the event page. Already we got a problem. Already this sounds like some white people shit, but I'm gonna continue. Hathirto, cloaked in mystery, the man behind the legend has stepped forward. On June 27th, Maddie Roberts, who lives in California, created the Facebook page as a joke, not realizing that millions would rally behind his battle cry to see them aliens at the Air Force facility in Nevada. Most, but not all, knew the desert congregation schedule for September 20th was in jest, as the page included instructions such as, "If we Naruto run, we can move faster than their bullets. Let's see them aliens." For the uninitiated, Naruto, yeah, we know what the fuck Naruto is. Shut the fuck up, CNN. The creator is afraid the FBI may knock on his door, so apparently this nigga created this thing as a joke, and then motherfuckers was like, yeah, let's go see aliens. Y'all niggas clearly haven't seen Alien vs. Predator, Men in Black. You niggas have never seen an alien movie. You niggas do not know that these motherfuckers have no regard for humanity because they're not humans. These niggas will kill you. These niggas will stab you in the face with their teeth. And you're trying to go see them? Have you not seen The Fourth Kind? They abduct you and stick shit in your ass, bro. Why would you ever want to go kick it with some people like that? I don't want to kick it with anybody who wants to, without consent, stick anything in my ass, bro. I don't want to be probed. And you niggas just want to go kick it with these people. He said that he declined interviews as interest was skyrocketing because he thought if he revealed his identity, he might have FBI agents showing up at his door. Because a bunch of crazy white Trump supporters were like, yeah, we're going to build the wall and go get us some real aliens. What the fuck is wrong with you people? He says he came up with the idea for the meme page after podcaster Joe Rogan interviewed Area 51 whistleblower Bob Lazar and filmmaker Jeremy Corbell. Lazar claims that he worked with an alien spacecraft while he was employed in one of Area 51's underground facilities. Before coming out to KLAS, Roberts communicated with NPR via Facebook Messenger under the pseudonym Val. "I just thought it would be a funny idea for the meme page," he wrote. He also said that although he doubted he'd have an actual army gathered to run into Area 51 this September, he'd be in touch with some pretty great people to plan a safer yet still out of this world desert event. So this nigga created this page thinking that a bunch of people were gonna show up to the desert and just take photos and sombreros and shit. For its part, the Air Force told the Washington Post that Area 51 is an open training range for the U.S. Air Force, and we would encourage anyone from trying to come into the area where we train American armed forces. What that means is that if you guys even put a pinky toe near Area 51, we are going to shoot you. You are not allowed here. We're going to kill you. We're going to murder you. You will die. They reached out to Roberts to talk more about his online sensation and how he might wield his newfound following. We'll let you know. Okay, first off, like, I am a confused dude. Why the fuck would niggas ever want to go holler at aliens? That doesn't sound fun. That doesn't sound cool. What, are you niggas trying to make an interesting science project for the science fair? I know some of these people out of Philly. I know it too. And Florida. The craziest niggas come from Florida and Philly. Why the fuck would y'all ever want to do this? Y'all don't want to stay at home and make cookies with your kids? You want to go holler at aliens? Bro, I feel like every night an alien is hovering over my face like, yo, we gonna get this nigga one day. He gonna dream about some alien shit and that's when we gonna take him. Like some Freddy Krueger shit. Like, I don't want to see anything that's not human, bro. I'm dead ass. I don't even like animals. I don't even like dogs. I don't like cats. Anything that is feral. Anything that you cannot speak English to, bro, I am not a fan of. Motherfucker talking about going, nigga, this ain't Coneheads. What in the fuck is wrong with people, bro? But yeah, apparently there's like signatures and like niggas is dead ass going and like, I don't get it. I'm out, bro. I refuse. I will not be attending. You niggas is weird. Next song on the playlist is Big Crit and Lloyd with 1999.
Driving for a nigga. Back that ass up like it's 1999. Back that ass up like it's 1999. Back that ass up like it's 1999. Baby, let me drop it for me one more time. With some ass, yeah, you're bad, yeah. Making niggas spend this cash, yeah. Just last year, girl, you're working with some ass, yeah. You're bad, yeah. Making niggas spend this cash.
Say I only love the way she drop it. Well, maybe so. She say I'll probably leave if she don't pop it. We'll never know, cause she get dying on it. Scrub the grind on it. With no shame, give her time on it. Roll a rind on it, do her thing. I ain't the type to trick, but she go hard for the cause. Type to bust it open wide and have me blow down the mall. We ain't gotta take it slow. She just hit the dough, let it show. For the give and go, get it off the floor. Ooh, hey, shake it like you never ever got to shake it. If pussy popping was a college, she done graduated. She need a bowl for that ass just to celebrate it. A lot of clapping and a standing ovation when she back that ass up
like it's 1999. Back that ass up like it's 1999. Back that ass up like it's 1999. Baby, let me drop it for me one more time. You working with some ass, yeah. You bad, yeah. Making niggas spend this cash, yeah. Slash, yeah. Girl, you working with some ass, yeah. You bad, yeah. Making niggas spend this cash. Streets with my horse, and I be on the creep all the time with these hoes. Can't help that I'm a freak and it shows. See, I be eating pussy, kissing titties, sucking toes. $1 million niggas since a youngin'. And if the bullies coming, then I'm running. And if I go to jail, then my baby post a bail. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. She got some ugly ass ways, oh, but she sure look fine. Drop that ass for me like it's 1999. Back that ass up like it's 1999. Back that ass up like it's 1999. Back that ass up like it's 1999. Baby, let me drop it for me one more time. Girl, you're working with some ass, yeah. You're bad, yeah. Making niggas spend this cash, yeah. It's last year, girl, you're working with some ass, yeah. You're bad, yeah. Making niggas spend this cash,
yeah. You know I love you, shout it. Or maybe I'm just kidding, but the way you pop that pussy shit, I'm all up in it, tightly fitted. Bounce that ass up, gotta climb up the pole. If she ever hit the stage, I'ma be at her show. Cause she my favorite, like, favorite type. That bust it open, bust it, baby, but she lady like. Ooh, I'm talking head wraps and sundresses, heels for her flexing. Ain't no time, she won't let me. That boxing, knees stretching on the late night. She got the kind of glove to catch me if the play's right. Then fly out, you in that ass, have a safe flight. And I'ma beat her when she land, cause she never stood a chance. And that bow-legged stance told her, back that ass up
like it's 1999. Back that ass up like it's 1999. Back that ass up like it's 1999. Grab it up and drop it for me one more time. Working with some bad shit, you bad, yeah. Making niggas spend this cash, yeah. This last shit, girl, you working with some bad shit, you bad, yeah. Making niggas spend this cash.
Be careful, the idle mind is a dangerous place to be left in. But keep your eyes on me. Yeah, your heart don't stand a chance. It feels like it's been far too long. Your knees can't hold your legs, your feet just want to pace. The eyes keep me all in a trance. Let me ask you, would you leave it all in the back of your head? All in the palm of my hand. Ain't nobody holding you back. Don't it feel like it's been far too long, girl? Your heart don't stand a chance, your knees just wanna break. Your eyes keep me all in a trance. And let me ask you, I know the approach is so far from what you used to. Would you know it? Hey, do I hold the candle to the last one over your moon? Baby, of course I do. Hey, I'm not closing my tab. Don't it feel like it's been far too long, girl? Huh. Your heart don't stand a chance.
Anderson .Paak with Heart Don't Stand a Chance. You gotta know that one. You gotta love that one. Alright, so let's get into like the fucking mess that is the R. Kelly case. And really, it's the R. Kelly cases. The R. Kelly, like, this nigga has been doing the race for 25 fucking years. Like, TK ain't got shit on this nigga, man. So, R. Kelly has been arrested on federal sex charges, and he has been indicted in New York City. He was arrested in Chicago. And they told the news that he stepped out for a smoke. And when he was, and that's when niggas came and got him. So now he's in court again. And it looks like this is it. Over 20 sex tapes have been turned in on R. Kelly. Over 20. Look, this thing, right, has been so serious. So, like, you can't even make jokes about it. So I won't sit here and fake condone criminality, because at this point, you have ruined multiple people's lives. So I won't do that. What I will do is send my heart out to all of the families who are clutching their pearls and hoping that this is the end. Because that's the crazy thing about being wronged by somebody on this level. And being wronged, that's not even the correct term. So I'm sorry to offend. But when someone harms you, or someone harms a family member of yours, the crazy shit is, niggas just want justice, bro. They just want that motherfucker behind bars. They don't even want that. I mean, of course, the human instinct is like, we gotta kill him, we gotta do this, we gotta do that. But you know, these people are just begging that this man gets captured. And I think the thing that was kind of adding to that is the fact that R. Kelly has been walking around untouched for years. Just 3 years ago, he was on songs with people, and on internet, and on television. Literally just, what, when did Coloring Book come out? He was supposed to come on Saturday Night Live with Chance in 2016, and the nigga never made it. The nigga like bailed because I think he negated to tell Chance that he's probably banned from Saturday Night Live. I really don't have much to add here. I think what I'm just hoping for is that I no longer have to see grieving families grieving over, no one died, but just grieving over the fact that their loved one is still hurting and there's nothing that can be done because this nigga is just walking around. The proof is in the pudding, my nigga. Have you ever looked up R. Kelly's, like, net worth? R. Kelly is worth $1 million. R. Kelly, he wrote I Believe I Can Fly. He wrote Ignition and the remix. And I think it's fucked up because all of us, right, we have to unlearn all of this shit. We have to go ahead and just throw R. Kelly away. And we grew up on R. Kelly. I remember my dad waking me up early in the morning before all my brothers and sisters and putting me in the car to go driving and him playing Bad Man from Shaft. That is a childhood memory of mine that I have to just get rid of. It's almost like, how dare you? Like, how dare you fuck up our childhood like that, bro? Because you wanted to be a sick fuck. Like, and I know this doesn't equate to the pain and all the suffering that all of the victims had to endure, but people who are like-minded like me and who understand that this is also a loss for us, because now we have to get rid of a huge chunk of our, like, nigga, R. Kelly? look like, my nigga? The whole shit is just, it's fucking with me. Because I'm like, how could you be this kind of person? Knowing how many people loved you, knowing how many people grew up to your music. He even released a song recently where he was talking about how niggas hate on me, but you was born to my music. So he's aware. He's aware that he has a legacy that now has to be thrown the fuck away. All of that hard work you did, all of them singles you wrote for people. Nigga, I was at work the other day. Oh yeah, by the way, I got a job, and that's why the podcast is now releasing on Fridays. I should have said that at the top of the podcast, but whatever. I have two jobs now, actually. Anyways, I'm at work the other day, and I've got this like 90s, 2000s playlist running because they let me play music at work, and Bump 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 by B2K comes on. And I just had to walk over and turn it off. And then Girlfriend by B2K comes on. I had to turn that off. Like, he ruined a lot of people, bro. He ruined a lot of people. And I really hope this is the last time I gotta talk about R. Kelly, unless I'm talking about he's going to jail for a real long time. R. Kelly is 58 years old. He's been doing this shit since he was 20-something. Hanging out at the high schools. Like, I don't want to talk about this shit anymore. Pray for the victims. Pray for all of the families who are still going through this right to this day. And let's hope that we don't ever have to talk about R. Kelly ever again. Next song is Shakir with Wait a Minute.
Oh, wait a second, just second guess it. playing our favorite jam. I feel for a moment I got a chance, but it's just complicated. Don't feel obligated. I'm not trying to stress your situation. I'm not trying to true to be invasive. I just wanna try and see you later.
Oh, wait a minute. Where you live? I'm trying to visit. Get up in it. Oh, wait a second. Don't second guess it. I'm your professor. Come learn a lesson.
Call it. 1, 2, 3, 4. I love the way it flows, I love the way it grows. There's something in this sound that takes me far. It's like a special song, can move my mood along. But I cannot say you'll hit through my guitar. She told me add the bass line and everything will be alright. She told me that the groove is mine, it will take us through the night. And where I'll go, can't explain, I'll never know. But it's beautiful. You can't take this away from me. The way I hear the melody, the waves bring clarity, running through me. You can't take this away from me. Things, all the joy that it brings. Remember skating down the road towards the park. I can never say no, you with that summer glow. The music gives me sun when winter starts. She told me at the baseline, everything will be alright. She told me that the beat is mine, it will rock through the night. But it's beautiful. You can't take this away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody, the waves bring clarity, running through me. You can't take this away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody, the waves bring clarity, running through me. Hey, you can't take this away from me. The way I hear the melody, the waves bring clarity. To me,
come on, y'all.
You can't take this away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody, the waves bring clarity. Running through me,
yeah, it's running through me. Yo, I wear notes like coats, blues like dudes, warmth in the rhythm, soul that glues, the bounce to my bones, jazz in my spine. The hop is my home, rap is my grind. I'm grinding on the backside of life. We dance, she threw me a chance, her hands in my pants, actually my pockets holding me tight, whispering a dream I could hold in the night. Look tight, a rhythm that's throbbing my vein. Wake up to write it on the pad, the pains. Like church, the organ will invite the tears.
Like birth,
the crying let you know I'm here. Held by the song that gave me a name, dressed by the verse that gave me a claim.
It's just bass in the line,
safe to inhale. And if you live well, belong your years in the stay you will be. A timeless octave to play for the tree. It's rooted in every single nerve in me. The nerve of he who ignores the key. That opens the mind to be free. Whenever you're hot head, it pours you a breeze. Beneath the clouds, you're allowed to see. In clarity, through harmony, someone harming me, that won't be done. I stand protected by the laws of fun. I am perfected through the rhymes of run. Walk it this way and leave the party stunned. This music, it launched me with no aim. I've landed on some plane. Where I am, I can't explain or never know, but it's beautiful.
You can't take this away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody, the waves bring clarity, running through me.
Come on, y'all.
You can't take this away from me. Oh, the way I hear the melody, the waves bring clarity, running through me.
That was Tom Misch with It Runs Through Me featuring De La Soul. Jesus Christ, it is early in the morning, guys. And the song before that was The Internet with Don't You. Alright, so the fucking Lion King is out. Let's talk about that. I'm excited. The little boy in me is excited. Live action Lion King. Seth Rogen, Beyonce, Donald Glover. The list goes on. Those are the only three names that I know. that I know just right off the top. I know Chance the Rapper has a voice in the fucking Lion King because Chance just does everything, apparently. But the Lion King is out. And it's one of those things where, like, the Lion King is so black now. Like, I saw the cast and I was like, nigga, you have Beyonce playing Nala. You have Childish Gambino playing Simba. This is insane. Hold on, let me read the cast. Let me look at the cast. And I was reading this thread on Twitter, but I'll go back to that. Because I need people to know that it's not the same thing around. Like, they had a bunch of white people playing the lions and stuff like that. Yeah, fuck out of here, nigga. Like, I guess people are already shitting on the remake, but who cares? Because I wasn't talking about you. So here is the cast. I'm seeing white people, but nigga, it's more blacks. Donald Glover, Beyonce. I don't want to fuck up your name, but the dude who plays Scar is also black. Chiwetel, I'm not gonna fuck that up. Keegan Michael Key, aka Key from Key and Peele. Eric Andre, John Connie, Florence Kasumba, J.D. McCrary. Alfre Woodard, nigga, this is a nigga cast, bro. They have a nigga cast. I'm counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 black people and 1, 2, 3 white people. Oh, James Earl Jones is playing Mufasa. Nigga, James Earl Jones is alive, for one. I didn't know he was still alive. And for two, he's playing Mufasa. This is insane. This gotta be the greatest shit ever. Bro, I'm knocking kids over. I'm beating the shit out of parents. I'm going to see The Lion King, bro. I don't give a fuck about what else is out. It's lit on these streets, bro. I ain't seen The Lion King in years, bro. And I heard a clip of Childish Gambino singing Hakuna Matata, and I was like, oh my god. They actually, like, and nigga Pharrell did the beats. Pharrell did the soundtrack, bro. Nigga, you telling me the Lion King's is the Neptunes? Like, the Lion King soundtrack was done by the Neptunes. That's what you're telling me? Nigga, excuse me? It's finna be vertical as fuck. I don't care what the fuck y'all are doing today, bro. We finna go see the fucking Lion King. I might stop this podcast right now to go see the Lion King, bro. It's so vertical out here. You still at home? Fuck my off day, bro. I'm finna see what the fuck Simba talking about. And then Beyonce is coming out with, she's headlining or spearheading the sound, like the side, because you know niggas have their own soundtracks now. That's the way to, like, promote big movies. So, like, Beyonce just dropped a song and the video was black as hell. Apparently Jay-Z has a fucking feature on it. Hold on, let me read this fucking track list. Beyonce, Lion King. Whoop. Lion King soundtrack. Soundtrack available now. Okay. What? Nah, fuck out of here. Nah, it's some shit coming out where Beyonce got a song called Spirit. Spirit video. Streaming on the Lion. The Lion King, The Gift. What? Hold on. Oh, wait, maybe this is the track list. Nah, I saw some other shit. Alright, well, I'ma find it. But this shit crazy as fuck, bro. Nigga, beat Pharrell did the beat. Pharrell made the beat, bro. You mean to tell me you got Donald Glover, Beyonce, Chance the Rapper, Pharrell Williams, and James Earl Jones to do the fucking Lion King? Nigga, what are we talking about? I'm not doing shit else this weekend. I'm finna go see the fucking Lion King, bro. I'm stoked. I ain't really got nothing else to add to that. I just wanna let you niggas know the Lion King is out. It is available. And all you niggas mad, the Ariel is black. Guess what? Simba and Mufasa is black too. So y'all all can suck our dicks, bro. Our lion dicks, bro. Hakuna Matata. That means no worries for the rest of your bitch ass days, nigga. Man, next song, Billie Eilish with Ocean Eyes, the remix with Black Bear, nigga.
I've been watching you for some time. Can't stop staring at those ocean eyes. Burning cities and napalm skies. 15 flares inside those ocean eyes. Your ocean.
You cry last year when I was on the road. I meant it when I said it. You could always hit my phone. 213-267-9932. Girl, you know I'ma make this petty. Ooh, I never will forget you. Look me in my eyes. Tell me you ain't a part of me. No fair, no fair.
Your love. Yeah. A lot of shit.
Yeah.
A lot of shit about me.
Yeah.
Yeah, these niggas talk a lot of shit. A lot of shit about me.
Feel me?
Yeah, these bitches talk a lot of shit. August, so I'm just gonna protect you. He left you in the garbage, he don't even respect you. I didn't go my hardest, cause I don't wanna sweat you. I caught her in the Target, just walking out the restroom.
Her hair in the bun, them some nice shoes. You looking like something that a nigga might do. Album finna drop, we on that Vice too. Them niggas from the H got you on that Sprite too. Daytime lights every time I slide through. Yeah. So how you sign Dime, nigga? Dime will sign you. Don't do that. OPM thought you knew that. Yeah. J Fresh got some bitches. He calling me like, where you at? Yeah. Tell him we on the way with bottles, weed, condiments, out toys, fucking Red Bulls, all kind of shit. Might fall asleep on you though. No promises. I gotta be up at 6:15 when it's time to dip.
Yeah, these niggas talk a lot of shit.
Yeah.
A lot of shit about me.
Feel me?
Yeah, these bitches talk a lot of shit. A lot of shit about me.
I tell her calm down, you don't know what you're doing. Party every night and your life is gonna be ruined. Maybe just your stockings, you got everybody on. Told me turn down for what? You know I'm trying to get straight to it. A hair in the bun, yeah, that's that Steve's. She like Mr. C's, I'd rather fuck with Mickey D's. Cause an hour in a restaurant really ain't my speed. Trying to finish school early, want to go straight to the league. Heard about the Go Yard store, that's overseas. With the royal blue wallet, I could get you what you need. Don't do that, OPM thought you knew that. Circling LAX, she texting me like, where you at? Tell her I'm on the way with bags, hugs, chocolates, iPad, couple magazines, all kind of shit. Might fall asleep on you though, no promises. Ask me what my real name was, told her Dominic.
Yeah, they probably say a lot of shit.
Yeah.
A lot of shit about me.
Dom Kennedy with Dominic, and the song before that was Anthony
Next
Hamilton
call
with
right
Better
now.
Days.
I got
we are not
cups.
Gonna fight over the fucking mic, nigga. I am here. It's time for new music, everybody. That Shakir song, Wait a Minute, is off his most recently released record. It is called Sabotage, so you should definitely check that out. Let me get into my new music bag real quick. Nas, The Lost Tapes is out. Holy shit, didn't know that. Definitely peeping. Elzai has a fucking album out. What? Elzai has an album out called Witness My Growth? Holy shit. Shout out to Ariano. Fuck You, I Love You. Part. Is this part one? Part two? What is it? No. Fuck You, I Love You. Pay Me. I apologize. This is Ariano. I found out about Ariano some years ago when I was doing blog work. He submitted his music and it is what it is. The music that he did send was very good. Maxwell has a fucking EP out. All right. And this is, now we're going into last week. So we have that Ed Sheeran Collaborations number 6 album is out. You should check that out. I heard it's terrible, but hey, Ed Sheeran sings well. I know I heard that song with Chance and who'd I hear it with? It was Chance and somebody. It was like a really bad song. Chance, let me see, because you know the shit gotta like scroll across the stream. Oh yeah, Chance the Rapper and PNB Rock. Yeah, that wasn't good at all. I'm interested to hear that song with him and Ella May, also the one with her. There's a song with Meek Mill and Boogie, A Boogie with the Hoodie. I'm on record saying that A Boogie with the Hoodie is terrible. He has a song with Chris Stapleton and Bruno Mars. He has a song with Skrillex. First of all, Bruno Mars and Chris Stapleton, that sounds like cultural appropriation. You have a song with Young Thug and whoever the fuck Jay Huss is. I'm good on that. You have a song with Justin Bieber. That's nothing new. You have a song with Travis Scott. I'm not sure. A song with Camila Cabello and who else? Is it just her? Hold on one second. Because if it's just her, him and Camila Cabello, it might be all right. Nope, it's... And Cardi B. Oh. And then you have a song with Khalid. And Khalid is like, no, I don't want to ever hear Khalid do anything. Except for his verse on I Miss Me with Kyle. That was really good. Crit Is Here is out. Shout out to Big Crit. Charles Hamilton put Normalcy up on Apple Music. That's great. Shout out to Charles Hamilton. I do believe that mixtape was terrible, but shout out to Charles Hamilton because I love Charles Hamilton. I think that's it. I think that's all for the new music, but definitely that Lost Tapes and that Elzai record, I'm definitely going to see what the fuck that's talking about. So yeah, that's it for new music. We're going to get right back into some other music. This is Sam Henshaw and Wretch 32 with Doubt.
For weeks, searching for my independence, manifested in weed. My old man, see he invested in me, another penny in the world. Oh, 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 so, oh brother, you don't need what I need. The thing you take for granted, that's a blessing to me. You don't see what I see. I run to work, run a marathon, and in the end I still come second to me. But it ain't too hard to touch, and it ain't that deep to fall. See, faith won't pay the bills, but doubt won't save us all.
We alright, we alright, we alright, we alright. We alright, we alright, we alright.
My granddad used to say,
we
could have been going left, but we alright. Yeah.
Ooh, I could have really fell. I could have been in prison, could have been in hell. I could have been in heaven, I could have been on bail. I'm from Tottenham, so I could have been Adele. Nah, I couldn't be a girl. I had a pastor, but he couldn't really help. My papa didn't preach and my mama couldn't tell. I had my back on the wall, in my Vans off the wall. MJ off the wall, on the wall. Show me I'm possible, on the ball. I move messy, but I'm tidy. I had to clean up the grime scene. We were bumping the underground, now the fee's overpricey. To the bank, LOL, never take a L. This ain't Dave Chappelle, cheese baby bell for my baby girl. It's my baby's world. If you win like you green, you won. Oh, come second to anyone. Say sky's the limit, but we got a hair with us.
But it ain't too hard to touch, and it ain't that deep to fall. See, faith won't pay the bill, but doubt won't save us all. Ain't too hard to touch, and it ain't that deep to fall. See, faith won't pay the bill.
We alright, we alright, we alright, we alright. We alright, we alright, we alright.
We alright,
she alright, she alright, we alright.
We alright, we alright.
We alright,
we alright, we alright.
But it ain't too
was Sam Henshaw and Wretch 32 with Doubt. And that is the end of our podcast today. I'm sorry that I had you niggas hanging this week. I feel like this will probably be a little bit better just because my schedule, I'm working Sunday to Thursday and then I'm off Friday and Saturday. So it just only makes sense. I'm not finna get up in the morning and try to hurry up and push out a podcast just to try to be at work at 10 a.m. I don't love you niggas that much. So yeah, that is the end of our podcast. Thanks for listening. If you have anything that you want to talk to me about or questions, topics that you want me to talk about, email me at themorningplaylist@yahoo.com. And we are going to sign out on a little bit of a somber note. This is Jameson with The One. Thanks so much for listening, and then we'll see you guys next week, guys. Have a good one.
Could you be the one? Christian.